The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What is banned in your house? For comedian Patton Oswalt, it's this.
Scary movies don't freak me out. The one thing that does freak me out, the two things I will not have in the house are cursed objects.
By the way, this was he was on Kimmel on Halloween.
On Monday night, so he's dressed like Paddington Bear. Right.
So they're both dressed, yeah.
Yeah.
X and Ouija boards. I don't.
Wait, what was the first thing?
Have in the house are cursed objects and Ouija boards. I don't like them.
Okay, let me quickly start. Are there cursed, like what would be a cursed object?
Oh my God, like I know a podcast named Roz Hernandez and she has a podcast called Ghosted. Apparently people are on eBay selling haunted doll, haunted mirror, cursed belt, everything. There's a cursed, haunted version of everything out there for sale. The person that wore this died in it, and now that I own it, weird stuff's happening in the house, and people collect cursed objects. I don't know why. I've never encountered the supernatural, and I think one of the reasons is I have never used a Ouija board. I won't let one near me because it's a portal to the netherworld and it invites demons in. I won't let it happen.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I am not like, I don't believe in any of that stuff, right. But I feel the same way about Ouija boards.
And by the way, I know everyone's like, oh, it's a fun board game. You can accidentally invent a fun board game that invites demonic presences into your life. It happens. It could.
It could.
Yeah.
And yet it's made by Hasbro, so it's like, they also make Scrabble, so how demonic could it be?
What if you combined a Ouija board with a Scrabble game?
Oh my goodness!
But you only spell out demons' names, and if you get a triple word score, that summons the demon.
Wait, Beelzebub would be a lot of points.
The Z is 10,
the
right
Z's
there.
The Z is 10. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, use no. four. Yeah, you got a lot of
points. I'm so against that. Last year, our daughter went to a Halloween party, and my wife Meredith, who is here, where is she?
She's right there next to the guy who's vomiting.
Oh, there she is. Yay! By the way, that's her favorite costume, Dirty Cinderella. In other words, Cinderella with the soot and coal on her.
Oh.
No, but when she goes, I'm going as Dirty Cinderella, everyone's like, ooh. She goes, no, like with the soot, like she's working. Working class Cinderella. But they got a Ouija board last year, and I wouldn't let them bring it into the house. See, my daughter brought it to a party, and I'm not going to lecture her against the evils of drugs as hard as I lectured her against when you go, do not put your hands on the planchet, let your friends use it, let them move it around. I don't want a demonic presence jumping into you and you bring it back into the house.
You know what? I think that's very good parenting advice. It really is.
It's especially crackers, like you said, because it's Paddington Bear talking to Smokey the Bear.
Yeah, every guest and person on the show that night was dressed as a bear of some sort.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was the whole theme that night.
What is banned in your house, Howings?
I mean,
or not allowed?
I don't think I've had to ban anything. Like, nothing's come up where I went, well, that's the last time that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess I would. Like, I wouldn't let the kids swear in the house, but they don't. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't had that come up yet. And because I'm mostly alone, so I don't really have to ban myself from doing stuff.
Pretty hard at that point.
You know? So I guess not really anything right now.
Kelly, what won't you allow in your house? Is there anything?
I mean, not really. I don't want somebody in rollerblades, you know, rollerblading around my house. But I don't think
about... Does that come up or...
Well, when we were kids, we'd rollerblade up and down the hallway.
Grayson will do that at my house. I haven't banned that one yet.
I would hate that.
So I only think of it as my parents saying, like, you can't rollerblade in the house, but we couldn't rollerblade outside either because we lived in dirt. So where am I supposed to rollerblade?
That's true. You got nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what's banned. Touching the walls.
Oh, I wish I could ban that.
I mean, it doesn't stick, but every time, like, especially my hallway, it's a fairly narrow hallway. It's probably only 3 feet wide tops. It's really, and so like Grayson will always, he's always like, and now he's at the height too, that he'll jump up and he touches the tops of every door frame. And I'm like, would you keep your hands off everything? I go, you leave finger marks, stupid. Quit it. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay. And then he does it 1 minute later. And I did it too when I was a kid. You can't help it, but
we're trying to run a no slime house.
Oh,
And I know it looks like a lot of listeners are and people with kids are going through that same thing. Steve, have you gotten to the era of people giving your daughter slime?
No, not yet. Not yet, thank God.
Well,
we
look
try
forward
to
having it stuck in everything.
Yeah, yeah, slime is good as long as it remains kitchen only on hard surface. But
it won't.
It's difficult.
It just can't.
Yeah, we don't have anything banned in the house, but there are things that are banned in certain parts of the house, like cups on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
Because those will inevitably be all over the couch.
Yeah, you got to have those. Yeah. Got to have those. Well, so everybody gets Ouija boards and stuff. Have you?
Yeah, I would get a Ouija board.
You've never had a Ouija board experience.
I've used a Ouija board, yeah.
But nothing that was, like, freaky.
Yeah, I mean, it's always freaky. It's weird. Like, it's hard to wrap your mind around that, like, you and your buddy are holding, like, either side because it's, like, a two-person thing. And like, it really does feel like it's moving, but it's all psychosomatic.
Do you think you're
just doing your thing and, you know, but back then, I think we used it. We were probably in like 8th grade or 9th grade, and it was just like, who likes me? You know, like, and so, you know,
yeah,
that's
right?
all we were using it
now,
for. But
do you think, because I've never used one, at this current age, that I would be like weirded out?
Yeah.
You think I still would?
Yes.
I used one, I remember, and it was me and my sister, and I've never brought this up to her. Since then, I've never talked about it, but I remember there was a girl in her class had tragically died.
Okay.
Like a horrific accident.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful. And we had a Ouija board, and supposedly that person, like, we were like, oh, is there anyone in the room? And it spelled out this girl's name. And it was one of the creepiest things.
Does it still weird you out a little bit now?
It absolutely does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. It was very, very weird.
Mm. But there's not one part of me that thinks it conjures the devil.
Yeah, I don't.
Then why is it weird?
But it's like, I know I didn't do it.
It's just the motion. It does feel like it's pulling your hands. It does. But
yeah,
everybody will say it's literally just like a psychosomatic thing that you're both kind of doing it.
Yeah.
You often come up with answers that it's things you,
you
hear,
want
to hear, or
yes.
that it's weird, you know.
That'll be creepy.
Do it in here, and you guys just use it to say mean things to me. Your lips are too big.
We
your face
to,
is too pale.
We don't need a board to do that.
Yeah, it'll be, what is your name, demon? It'll be a fart.
Okay, tell me. This is a Ouija board story. Dylan writes from Green Bay. When I was 16, we asked if I would live past 30, and it said no. I'm 28 years old now, so I feel like I have to make it 2 more years. Would that weird you out?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Really?
I'd definitely think about it.
Yeah, I would never ask it something like that. Just because it would weird me out.
Dylan, would you be willing to allow the Free Beer and Hot Wings show in to invest in a short-term life insurance policy on you that would benefit Idiots for Underdogs should you expire in the next couple of years? You probably have low rates. Assume you take care of yourself. Howie, you remember that just reminded me when we worked for the community college, our first job out of school, they sent out a memo asking everyone who would be willing to let the college take out a life insurance policy on them where the college would be named. Is that common? So like they wanted, so employees who were like, yeah, you can take out a life insurance policy on me. And then they picked and choose who they want. Like we weren't eligible because we were too young, too fit and athletic and virile.
Yeah. It's like pointless.
Yeah. They were like, we'll never get this money.
Mm-hmm. We want that person though. They're a non-smoker, but they look like balls.
They ended up choosing like 7 or 8 people and then sending out, you know, like awards like, hey, look what they've done for our college. And then they would use the money to help build infrastructure and whatnot.
I mean, if they croak, yeah.
Yeah, and they were going to. A lot of butter in those diets.
Oh, yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.